From Church Leaders, How to Stay Worthy, by President Thomas S. Monson. I've lived long enough to have witnessed much of the metamorphosis of society's morals. Where once the standards of the church and the standards of society were mostly compatible, now there is a wide chasm between us, and it's growing ever wider. Many movies and television shows portray behavior which is in direct opposition to the laws of God. Do not subject yourself to the innuendo and outright filth which are so often found there. The lyrics in much of today's music fall in the same category. The profanity so prevalent around us today would never have been tolerated in the not-too-distant past. I implore you not to say or to do anything of which you cannot be proud. Stay completely away from pornography. Do not allow yourself to view it, ever. It has proven to be an addiction which is more than difficult to overcome. Avoid alcohol and tobacco or any other drugs, also addictions which you would be hard-pressed to conquer. What will protect you from the sin and evil around you? I maintain that a strong testimony of our Savior and of His gospel will help see you through to safety. If you have not read the Book of Mormon, read it. If you do so prayerfully and with a sincere desire to know the truth, the Holy Ghost will manifest its truth to you. If it is true, and it is, then Joseph Smith was a prophet who saw God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. The church is true. If you do not already have a testimony of these things, do that which is necessary to obtain one. It is essential for you to have your own testimony, for the testimonies of others will carry you only so far. Once obtained, a testimony needs to be kept vital and alive through obedience to the commandments of God and through regular prayer and scripture study. Attend church, attend seminary. Should there be anything amiss in your life, there is open to you a way out. Cease any unrighteousness. Talk with your bishop. Whatever the problem, it can be worked out through proper repentance. You can become clean once again. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 42. The Savior of mankind described Himself as being in the world, but not of the world. We also can be in the world, but not of the world, as we reject false concepts and false teachings. Remain true to that which God has commanded. From an April 2011 General Conference Address. Share your experiences. Share what you do to stay worthy and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/worthy, NE 816. End of the article, How to Stay Worthy, by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by Dwayne Case.